A chance encounter with Mick Leboldis and his wife Barb led to a discussion about Mick's four relatives from Vabank who served in WW2. Of the four boys, three served in the RCAF and were killed. The boy's mom served as the 1955 National Memorial, Silver, Cross Mother, representing all the Canadian moms who had lost children during WW2. She was terrified of flying but flew to Ottawa to represent all the grieving moms. She laid this wreath at the War Memorial in Ottawa. CVWM. The family of the Leboldis boys has done an excellent job of keeping their memory alive. The following was sent to me by Will Chabon of the Regina, GOM, chapter of the Canadian Aviation Historical Society. It is an excellent summary of events and the individuals. The personal side. Researching lives lost in WW2 is often simple facts. The emotion usually has to be implied. In the case of the Leboldis boys, there are two items that help understand who they were and the pain and duress individuals felt over the loss of the three boys. This letter is from the dad, John, to the DND and written just 7 weeks before the third son, Martin, was Kia on a raid on Leipzig, February 20, 1944. The letter drips of despair. There is no answer for his challenge. The reader feels the father's sadness and pain. CVWM. This second letter, and there are more at the Canadian Virtual War Memorial site, is to a lady friend of Sergeant John Leboldis. One assumes she was sent information that John was missing because she was listed as a family contact. They may have been engaged. One can only imagine that Miss White and John had planned a life together, and that the dream was now gone forever. CVWM. Flight engineer Martin Leboldis, Halley bag, bomber named, Medicine Hat. Aircrew remembered. Sergeant Martin B. Leboldis, R. 61333, was the flight engineer aboard this RCAF 419 Squadron Halifax 2. S. NJD 114, code VRV named, Medicine Hat, that was lost without a trace while on a bombing run to Leipzig on February 19, 20, 1944. After takeoff, the aircraft was never heard from again. All on board were presumed killed. The Halifax Mark II was an old aircraft. Many versions had been built since. The bomber would have had new Hercules radial engines installed by ground crewmen like Bill Watt of Moose Jaw or Ben Smart of Parkbeg, but otherwise, it was a rickety old bird. Sergeant Martin Benedict Leboldis was born February 10, 1921 in Vabank and enlisted in Regina, May 1, 1940. Lowercase b, based on documents. Denouement. Like his relative Martin, Mick Leboldis also served in 419 Squadron, RCAF. He retired as a fighter pilot and soon after became director for ground-based training and operations at NFTC Military Aviation Training in Moose Jaw. Mick is now fully retired. 419 Tactical Fighter Training Squadron, RCAF, King's Crown Patch.